Living in absolute is fun. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Living in absolute is fun. Many of us find that it's difficult to think about living in absolute. And the word does seem to be kind of complex and kind of confusing, but think about it. What does it mean to be in absolute? Well, now, we know to be in relative is to be a human being and to live as a human being and to have all of the attitudes that a human being has. And this is a very wonderful way to live, and it's a way that billions and billions of people on the face of the earth live, and perhaps throughout the universe there are many other billions and trillions of people who live by the attitude of the relative frame of reference. People who live in absolute consciousness are living according to law, are living according to principle, are living far beyond the level of the human. On a human level, we see things and we think that's real, and we ennoble it with our thought and we ennoble it with our actions. And of course, the things that we experience, we give power to, and we feel that that is what it's all about. And of course, for us, that's what it's all about. And then we enter into the level of principle. Now, the principle is the levels of consciousness that govern the universe and how the universe is put into place and how the planets orbit and how the theory of mathematics works and how the theory of music works. The theory of mathematics and music, as we know, are the essence of all the universe. For with their balance and their commonality, wonder and magic take place in the universe that could never take place otherwise. And we even take that relative word called confusion, chaos, and we say that chaos is the ultimate of high-level balance, high-level order, high-level understanding. We do things like that, but it's fun. How can we live in absolute consciousness, and how can we say that living in absolute is fun? Well, whenever we live according to the principle, just take for instance, we are human beings. Okay, we're living in a relative world, and the relative world has certain rules that guide it. They're not the laws, we call them laws, but they're just rules. They're rules that guide the living together of a group of people in a happy, harmonious way. And these people who live together in this happy, harmonious way are living together to accomplish goals that they have in their consciousness. And these are very good. These are goals of cooperation, goals of peace, goals of togetherness, goals of doing things that mutually benefit all and individually the person themselves. And we think we're so happy, we're so proud, we're so good to live in a universe of balance with the rules that we have. Well, then we reach out, and we reach out and we see that these rules that we have are rules that rather limit us rather than expand us. And there are rules that say you cannot do this and you can't do that and you must do this and you must not do that. In the law of the universe, in the principle of the universe, how the principle functions, the principle only says to do. The principle says this is what it is. This is how it is. And the principle refers itself to the relative level oftentimes too. And as it refers itself to the relative level, it becomes quite interesting. And we think about it, and we think, now, how does that apply to me? How does that apply to my world? How does that apply to my life? And as we think, how does it apply to us? We come up with some very interesting concepts, some very interesting attitudes. And these attitudes are attitudes that say to us, hey, if you smile at another person, you get a smile back. If you do unkind things to another person, if that other person doesn't do unkind things back to you, the universe does unkind things to you because you put a cause in motion of unkindness. And that law, that cause of unkindness, is very, very powerful. That cause of unkindness is very, very revealing. It's one that brings tremendous results in our life. And as it brings tremendous results in our life, these things affect us in many very unexpected ways. But nonetheless, they're very much there, and they're very much affecting us. Now, how can we take charge of that and not have it affect us? How can we take charge of their life and not have these things affect us in a negative way? Well, we take charge to not have them affect us in a negative way by putting them into motion in a positive way. Whenever we rebel, the world jumps down our throat and gives us a hard time. Because we are saying, I will not cooperate with the rules, I will not cooperate with the principle. When we do anything unkind to another person, unkindness comes back. That's the principle. Now, it's not what the unkindness is. That's not the point. It's the point of this. This is the principle. The law of 2 times 2 equals 4, 2 plus 2 equals 4, the law of mathematics, the principle of mathematics, is always the same. And the principle of mathematics does not really make any difference whether a nice person uses it or a naughty person uses it. The principle of mathematics is always there. So as we learn to use the principle, we are living in absolute. And as we live in absolute, we're living in fun. Because to live in and as principle is fun, utilizing it in every step of our life, in every thought that we have, in every attitude that we have, living in that aspect, it is fun. Now, since it is fun, how do we demonstrate it in our life in every single way, in every single day? How do we put it forth in our consciousness so that we can enjoy it always and ever? Well, we enjoy it always and ever when we are harmonious first with ourselves. When we like ourselves first. And when we like ourselves, then we are in balance. And when we are balanced, then we do everything according to law, according to principle, according to absolute. And everything is harmonious for us. Whenever we go contrary to principle, we set a backlash of action in such a manner that everything is unhappy to us. And we live in a very unhappy world. Now, does this mean that we have to learn all the rules of humanity and learn all the rules of mankind? No, not at all. We do not have to know or follow any rule of mankind. However, we do have to follow the rule, which is the law, which is the law of the universe, which is the principle. And it says, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Gee, that sounds like a spiritual law. Well, it's that too. We have the law that says, as whatever you give out, that you receive. Oh, really? Well, I give out lots of happy things, and I don't get happy things back. Oh, yes, you do. If you were to stop and notice, you do. But you see, if you really are a happy person, you don't notice that you're giving happiness out. And you don't notice that happiness is coming back, because that's your nature. And it's such a fun thing to do that you don't even count the ways that you are happy. But this is the way principle works. It's a law of cause and effect. We've all heard that many, many times. The law of cause and effect is a law that says to us, whatever we do, we get. And whatever we don't do, we don't get. We have to be so lovingly attuned to the principle, so lovingly attuned to what absolute really means, that the full blessing and joy of absolute in our life is forevermore. Now, do you want to live in absolute, in principle? the law of cause and effect. There's nothing you can do about it. That's how you're living. That's how I'm living. Now, when we recognize it, when we recognize that that's how we're living, then we don't fight the little things. We flow harmoniously with all. And we are the most, if I can use the word, obedient to principle, which is obedient to law, obedient to the rules of society. If we are obedient to principle, we are the happiest human beings in the universe, and certainly the happiest beings aware of themselves on the absolute level. This is our gift to ourselves, which we may claim today if we wish it. It's just a matter of saying, I live by absolute. I live by the law of cause and effect. I live by the law of harmony and peace and love. And living by this, I am indeed living a fun-filled life, now and forevermore. Have a lovely day, and I see you living in absolute, and knowing living in absolute is lots of fun. Have a great day, and know I love you. I love you. I love you.